고슴 굽에 고넬 차젤로 으샴이 그쳐지 마르부 도메네 사디둔 탐제샷 개바게
I'll recite the short mandal offering at the bottom of the page. Sa shi perki shu shi meto ta.
Welcome back to the class. Maybe 2 minutes introductions. Introduction. 2 minutes.
somewhere online?
I don't think it's translated, so in English. You mean in English?
What?
You mean in English?
Is it in English? Yeah,
no,
I would
no.
Need English. Yeah.
No, no, it's in Tibetan.
No,
I don't think. Sorry, I don't need translation. You can translate. You can translate. Tibetan. Oh, thank you very much. Very good. So, last Wednesday, today I'm going to finish up this text, hopefully. Finish up this text, hopefully. Last Wednesday, I explained one meditation, how to deal with, if you ever experience like, if you ever experience or you evil force called de in Tibetan was called de ket, that's like what is called interference force. So, if you experience one of them, what kind of thought rise? Question is, what kind of thought rise? Fear or what? Huh? Fear. So, fear is rooted in what? I mean directly, not like, of course, ultimately everything's, all the disturbing thought is rooted in ignorance. But directly, you know, indirectly, yes, ignorance, that's the right answer. Directly, attachment. No attachment, no fear. Is that true? Yeah, no attachment, no fear, there's no... So now what you do, what one should do when you experience evil force presence or like, what do you call another one?
Interfering forces.
Yeah, interfering forces. So what do you do? And how you deal? Yeah, of course people use all kinds of, you could say prayer, you could say a mantra, you could lock your door. turn off the light, all kinds of things. The main is important to understand is caused by attachment. Attachment to light. Yeah, so that's, so how to deal with that? How to deal? If the cause is like attachment to this light, that cause fear. So now the question is, how to deal with the cause? How to deal with the cause? What kind of method or technique you use? So now, last Wednesday, the meditation I explained like offering oneself. That's the one way to detach. One way to detach. Or loosen up that, you know, like holding so tightly on self out of fear, and like how to loosen that up. So, long as the cause is there, so then you know, like there will be fear. So the question is, what kind of technique do you use to detach yourself, or focusing on your decide what you want, or maybe focusing more on what they want. That evil force, you know, then like interference force. So there could be ghost, you know, hard to say, could be ghost. So that's why, you know, so this meditation is suggesting that even though you give up yourself, it's like it's all happening in the mind. It's not really practically happening. It's not like they are going to come and finish you up. It's not like that. They are going to come and finish you up. It's not like that. The fear is part of the mind. So exercise, the very exercise that you do is a part of the mind. It's not like if you're okay, if you offer yourself, it's not like that. They are going to finish you up. It's not like that. So the bottom line now, how to deal with the fear, okay? Oh, that's what I'm saying. So there's the one meditation that the Lama here suggests. So just, you know, body, just like a product of sperm and egg. That's what it is. Not ultimately, there's nothing really to attach. So eventually, this will disintegrate, whether we like or not. That's a fact. It's nothing to do with the religions. So that kind of that's how the meditation starts. Fear based on attachment towards this life, basically this life, you don't see mind. What you see is your body. That's all you see. You don't see your mind. The mind doesn't shape the color. That's hard to see. So what you see is your body. So basically, attached to this body. And this body is byproduct of sperm and egg. That's the meditation means mental exercise. That's what you think. Then eventually it will disintegrate. Then you realize there's really nothing to attach. Ultimately, not temporarily, but ultimately, there's really nothing to attach. Then according to Buddhism, it's not just because we've been changing physical form beginning this time till now, we've been changing all kind of physical form. This is not the first time that it's just, you know, changing. You know, this has happened many, many times. So there's the beginning of meditations. So then you as any knowledge of emptiness that you have, then you pause on that right after that. This body ultimately there's nothing to attach because this is the byproduct of, you know, mother's egg and father's sperm. That's what it is, and ultimately it will disintegrate. There's really nothing to attach. Then right after that, then you meditate on emptiness. You meditate on emptiness. So, a little while, you just meditate on it. Instead of, you know, like, kind of the worrying about this external evil force, the external, like, interference, you know, rather than focusing on those things, it doesn't help. You focus on that. Then you just meditate on emptiness. Rāngsēn nēlū tāyā ngāṁ tu shās. Basically, how is it? Placing all your attention on something that has no color, no shape, it's almost like space. Right after that, you just focus on, like, you know, something that's no, you could say that's nature of mind, you could say that's your mind. Yeah, it's also, technically, it's correct. Because then you just pause on that, you just meditate on that, concentrate on that. Something like space, no color, no shape, right after that you meditate. Oh, meditate. Oh. So now the second part, how to deal with now this fear. This fear is directly caused by attachment. So now how to detach? How to detach? One way here, the Lama is suggesting, offer your body, offer your body. If there's evil force, interference force, if they want, how to say what they want. So basically, whatever you want, you know, even including my body, just go ahead, you know, I will offer voluntarily, deliberately, happily, out of compassion, not out of fear. So then that offering make them satisfied. So their satisfaction destroyed their mindset, maybe they are also out of fear. It's not like because they are angry, not because they're angry, because of that, you know, they are harming someone, because out of fear, they're harming something, out of fear. They also have fear. Oh. So whatever the mindset, you know, those evil force, you know, there's many, many different kinds of evil force out there, and there's many, many interference force caused by this invisible, many, many different types of invisible beings, maybe out of attachment, mainly out of fear, cause. So all those minds, you make offerings out of compassion, they satisfy them, their satisfaction destroyed all this disturbing thought, their disturbing thought, and help them to liberate from samsara. So then mentally, that's huge things. That's something very great things to do, mentally. So maybe the fear will die down. Fear, because so all the focus on that meditation, not on the fear, then fear will not know. Or you can meditate on compassion. They are like, whether you see them or not see, because they don't have like this physical body like we do, so therefore they live long, long times. So they also have tons of problems. They're also looking for every single second, they're also looking for happiness, exactly like you do. Same thing. So there's grounds for develop compassion, you know. You have probably no clue how much suffering they go through. Probably they go going through suffering that much more than we do. You know, we don't have problem going out during the daytime. We don't have problem coming out of the light. So they probably can come out of light. So they have like much bigger suffering than human do, that human has. So then, maybe if you are, you know, this meditation is not very suitable for your mind. So the bottom line, why Lama suggests these meditations, whenever you experience this kind of situations, the best thing is to how to deal, why does fear? Because of attachment. Then how to deal with that attachment, maybe need to detach. And how to detach? You know, one way, according to this meditation, suggesting offer. Make offerings. Oh. So if then right after the offering, if they finish you up, so then you have to think twice. That's why it's not going to happen. So then you have to think twice. No. But the problem, how to deal with the fear, that's the main issue here, main point, how to deal with the fear. You can meditate on compassion, loving kindness. If that helps to deal with the fear, that's good. Okay, the questions here. So, offering as an aspirations. Yeah, you could also do that. So the bottom line, the fear, every single fear caused by attachment, that's something needs to be understood clearly. If you don't have attachment, you have no fear at all. So now the second meditation, okay? Second meditation, how to deal with the sicknesses. The sicknesses, mainly physical sicknesses, and using emptiness, meditation on emptiness as a technique, how to deal with the sicknesses. Oh. So I want to finish this up. Young Lula Nesu Nebajumi says, sicknesses is harm, is physical harm. Whether it's like caused by imbalancing internal element, then probably you say chemical imbalance. Tibetan medicine talks about like internal element imbalance cause all the physical problems. So maybe chemical imbalance, whatever the cause, and also this sickness is actually is harm caused by something is not right. Air and the heat, or the water and the wind, there's something, you know, get imbalanced and then people get sick. Never jury, they pay. So, only for this little danger. Rangsen shiru ka sama dewa chimbi ngu neba ti sa sa nawa desa this meditation is a little bit related to tantra practice. So what you do, so you say word pe, no, needs to be loud, no, you can just say pe like that, needs to be a little loud. So you remember the meditation I taught you, like mixing your mind with the space, the space, the word pe. So that's mainly, generally speaking, pretty much comes in of the mantras and the pe. So the pe, there's the sacred word, the power of the word kind of shoots out, or maybe something, it's like this word kind of like push out something, or get rid of something. You know? Here, physical synthesis, pe, je, jala, rang liu pang ju shin du, liu lin ji tang su. So then here again, pretty much same. Basically, detaching yourself with the body or life, detaching yourself. Okay, so, and see if that works. This is what it's for. The Lingji dance, and that like giving up, you know, giving up. That needs to be sincere and genuine. It's not just cannot be like fake, you know. Like needs to be sincere and genuine. When you do, better do it well. Rangsen Heruka Sava, Heruka, that's like Chakra Sambhava, that's why I'm saying this meditation is related to the Tantra practice. So the Chakra Sambhava is mentioned here, you could use like Yamantaka, you could use, you know, Manjushri, Tara, I think you can use all of them, so I don't see why not. Rangsen Heruka Sava, Rangsen, your mind. When you say after a word, Te, so then, that kind of word kind of like push out all this attachment towards life, towards body, kind of push out that attachment. So, okay. So then your mind become, you know, this particular deity, whether it's Chakra Sambhava, Gya Samatha, Kala Chakra, or like Yamantaka, you know, and so on and so forth. You know. Rangsen Heruka, so that your mind become that. Dewa chimbi ngō nepa tēsō. Om āngu shē jebe, shātā dēshī lūdi shīki shīni sō. So then, right after that, when your mind becomes this particular deity, if you are familiar with, you know, practice, if you are doing certain deity yoga practice, you can certainly use that. So then, your mind becomes that deities. Then right after that, you say this word, Om āhu, okay? Om Ahu. This is mentioned number. You could say one, you could say three, or one. Actually, this is the mantra to making offerings. Om Ahu. Shada deje je ludi shik neza. Dizi janzo chibushi din jurus. So, you know, so then. The base on Vajrayana practice, so the mandala offering also like offering your body, your whole body. You're visualizing part of your body as like, you know, there's 37 hip. You visualize part of your body is like you divided your body into 37 hip. Then you offer that. So that's like, you know, detaching yourself, self from the body and life. Then this body, this your body and all the sicknesses, you know, whether it's like whatever the sicknesses, this all become like ball of nectar. Nectar transformed into ball of nectar. Nectar, amrita, in Sanskrit called amrita, nectar. Oh, you could, you know, like you could also say a bowl of nectar, or maybe like it's become like lake of nectar, or maybe ocean of nectar. You know, it transforms into, when you say Om Ahu, then your whole body, that, you know, with the sicknesses, all become like ocean of nectar. Oh, so then what do you do now with this nectar? What do you do? Usually nectar, you know, like the inner offerings, you know, when you do like tantra practice, that's like small, like that typical containers, then you put like something there, so then you make offerings from your this left hand. So that's like nectar, that's called amrita. Oh. So then you make this, you know, like oceans of nectar, then you transform your body, that, you know, all the sicknesses transform into ocean of nectar. So then you make that, you make nectar offerings. Oh. To whom? To all sentient beings, all Arya beings, all Arya beings, all sentient beings. Maybe the power of the disease be nature dangerous or reduce symptoms of the disease. So then that kind of like satisfy all the Arya beings, all the beings, not all sentient beings, that include, you know, being that, you know, human, visible being, invisible being, all being, every living being, every living being. This is Janta Cheve. So that's called, that's like making, transforming your body and all the sicknesses, transform that into ocean of nectar. So basically you are making nectar offering out of your base of your body and all the body that, you know, has sicknesses. You know, it doesn't have to be sicknesses, but when you are sick, so that's meditation that this author suggests. Oh, so kind of like satisfy them, fully satisfy them. Dizi kodo so wada ni nimo pagada cha wata ni tani eruki ngoji wa ngosan jiwa samsi. So minute they, how is it, minute they use this ocean of nectar, the body, all the sicknesses, transform into ocean of nectars, and you make offerings. Minute they use the nectars and, you know, satisfy them, no other than them. And like, this is kondo song. Kondo song means like, you know, when it goes into their body, when it goes into their body. So what's the nimo paja, seva tamji panes. And that completely, that power of nectars, that completely purify all their defilements, all their negative thoughts, completely purify. Purify, then become Heruka. In this case, Heruka or Tara or Vajrayogini, like Chakrasambhava, Gyasamaja Tantra, Yamen Takasana, all this, they become like that. They become enlightened in form of Heruka. Okay, oh, then environment that you are in, and it's all become like, almost like as a mandala. It's not just ordinary environment. You know, so now the whole body transforms into the ocean of nectars, and you make their offerings to all the sentient beings and all the higher beings, and they are content. Minute they consume that nectars and purify all their defilement with the tendencies, so they then become enlightened in the form of, you know, whatever they you're going to use, or Tara, or whatever they use, become that. Then environment you are in, it becomes something very, almost like mandala. It's not the ordinary, you know, like, oh, the shape is not good, the color is not good, it's not clean, there's dust here, dust there, the smell something here, it's not like that. It's almost like mandala. So that's what you do when you visualize mandala through reading the sadhana. So then you're creating this environment, mentally you're creating environment based on the text that you recite. And you create one draw in the east, one draw in the south, one draw in the north, one door in the west, then you create everything all of a sudden, then slowly you enter into that, and everything is just perfect, you know, just pure. There's no impure. Tabatamjam, just pure. All the people are, you know, Dhaka and Dakinis. All this environment is like mandala. Nowadays, you know, the Tabishinga to Jua, some of the core Tamjit tongs, samsara become empty. Samsara become empty. No more beings there. Nichu, Tabatamjam, Nichu, environment, Chu, beings in the environment. In the environment, therefore, nichu, name environment, the being is an environment, just become perfect, pure. There's no impure, there's just pure. Environment, just pure. Beings inside environment, just pure. That's how you gain this realization of seeing just pure, just pure. Thapa Ramjam. In Tibetan word called Thapa Ramjam. Tabaranjam. Oh, let's go. Tabaranjam. Oh. So, Dagi turn Tamji Dubnyam to Gado Shushimugams. So then, in the end, you rejoice. Now, all your wishes is fulfilled. No, because everything is pure now. Everything is pure. All the wishes are fulfilled. So, they need to rejoice or generate a lot of joy. Lot of joy. Okay, Gumji. So now, whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever, you know, like through five senses, shape, color, eye consciousness, smell, nose consciousness, sound, ear consciousness, taste, tongue consciousness, everything tertile from the body consciousness, so the beyond that, you know, so things like, you know, so, year, week, month, day, time, all of that is like those five senses can correspond with those things, but those things does exist. Month, year, day, time, what else? Space, probably there's many things. These things do exist, but corresponded by mind, six mental consciousness. Oh, that's called six senses. They're called six senses or five senses? Six senses. How many senses?
In the West, we have five.
Oh, that's good news. That means, where there's no mental consciousness. That's very good news. Maybe Tibetans are the only one who has six senses. If you have only five senses, how you explain week, day, month, time, space, through eye, or through nose, or through ear, or through tongue, or through body, how are you going to explain? If there's no six mental consciousness, if there are no six senses, there are certain things they need to explain. So that's how we get all the information through our six senses. Then, you know, like, recycle them, or maybe sometime learn how to delete them. Not just delete, completely delete, you know. Sometimes delete, then put into garbage can, and sometimes then bring it back, recycle. Oh, yeah. So once you delete from the garbage can, then it's gone for good, probably. So there. Nowadays, everything we experience through five senses or six senses, I'm not sure which one. All of that, nowadays, all your perception, your whole world, your whole universe, dissolve into light, form of light. Then that light dissolves into you. Raya, then you yourself dissolve into light. Ningi used to do this. gives disease. So whole universe means whole your experience dissolve into light. Okay? That light dissolve into you. You yourself dissolve into light. So that light dissolve into center of heart, center of your heart. Then it become like space. No color, no shape. When they dissolve in the center of your heart, it's just, then there's only what is left is space. Like space. Empty, but it's like space. That's what's left. Where the sickness is, that's what's left. That's what's left. Nothing. Nāsi tāwa ngēpa tēmbar chēlā, rāngsēn dēcēn hēnchī chēpi īshīsū, sāwa tī, nīlō tōngbāni dzūnā jūdō chēdē, chēdē tī tīndu tēchīdō jōchīdō chās, then remain there long as possible. Remain there long as possible. Let me repeat this again. It's important. Hold your universe, hold your experience, dissolve into light. The light dissolve into you. Then you yourself dissolve into light. That light dissolve into center of heart. Center of your heart. So then, now if you wonder what is left, something left, it looks like space. That's all that's left. Rangi lungsem dedo nizu mebi ishi tini pe roge yuji kutrunge lambi mivatans. So when you come out of that meditations, what are you supposed to visualize? So when you come out of that meditations, your mind with energy, you know, as I mentioned before, every thought comes with energy. Without energy, thought cannot travel, according to Vajrayana teachings. That's how the thought travels, because of energy. You know, so without energy, thought cannot function. You know, lung sen, jubachi. That's like, it goes together. It can separate. When you come out of the meditations, your mind and energy, what is that? That's like looks like space. That's what is left. So that. Losing the donism maybe ishitin, the donism maybe ishis. So then that, when you come out of that, so that your mind and your energy become very beginning of these meditations, your mind become that particular deity where there's like Chakra Sambhava is mentioned here in the text. Could be Kala Chakra, could be Gya Samacha, could be Yamantaka, could be Manjushri, could be Tara. Whatever Deji Yoga practice you do. Or could be, you know, just Buddha. You know, so if you don't have any Deji Yoga practice, could be Shakyamuni Buddha, you know, your own future Buddha, your own future enlightenment. Like that, you know. Your mind and energy, when you come out of that meditations, then your mind and energy become that, okay? So, Jawa Tamji, Deshi, Henji, Jebe, Ishi, Tudu Devo, Suji, Kushawate, Nao, Onyando, Maja Shuda Gumje, Jawa Tamji means all the enlightened beings, Deshi, the great bliss, Tinji Jebi Yishis. So see, this is a little bit difficult to explain. So now you see, when there's like spiritual with the consort, so now the Kala Chakra, this is beyond ordinary beings' concept that we don't understand. We don't understand. Oh. So what you call like, you know, yeah, there are many, many different practices before that. There's many, many practices that done through visualizations. Visualizations and try to draw your white body chitta from your crown chakra all the way to the tip of your organ. That's another chakra. There's no, how many chakras? 5 or 6, maybe America, a powerful country, might have more. America is a powerful country, probably may have more. So, according to Vajrayana, there's 5 of them. Maybe last month, 2 months, maybe more than a month ago, when I was in California, so they say there are 7 chakras. I say, I'm not surprised because America always has more. So I'm not surprised. So anyway, there are 5 chakras. So what are you trying to do? You know, that's what is this, you know, start with concert. That's what it's for. To draw these white bodhicittas, you know, located in the crown chakra, to draw all the way to the tip of your organ, then you don't lose that. Ordinary person, they just lose. This only, you know, happens only one time. The great practitioner, they just bring back. They bring back all the way up. So they experience multiple bliss. So they can be done with the concert, you know, can be, that's like highest level of Kriya Tantra, Chaya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, highest Yoga Tantra. This only happens in the highest Yoga Tantra. There's 2 stages, generating stage, complete stage. Generating stage is you are just visualizing, and the complete stage, that really happens. Oh. So then based on that, you know, deity with the council, then Tantra has been very misinterpreted. People will get nowhere. They will get nowhere. Nowhere. So what they do, this, you know, way before that, you know, generating stage, complete stage. The actual things happen in the complete stage, that's the highest Yoga Tantra. 2 stages. Generating stage, there are multiple practices that you do through the visualizations. So what you do when you experience this bliss is not just pleasure, you utilize that pleasure, you utilize that joy, and then you transform that joy or bliss to transform as a actually concentrate or to actualize emptiness. So now next time when you see the word unification of, how is it?
Bliss and avoidance.
Bliss and avoidance. That's exactly what it means. Bliss and avoidance. Avoidance is emptiness, no different than emptiness. Avoidance, there's different translations. In English, there are so many translations. Basically, avoidance, emptiness, shunyata, these are all the same thing, mean the same thing. So unification of avoidance and bliss and avoidance, that's Dedonism Rishi. That's exactly what it means. How you explain? The very bliss that you experience, you actualize that, you utilize that bliss. Bliss? You utilize that bliss, you know, you don't, that normal people, they have no idea what to do. They just, it happens so fast and they'll finish. So there, you know, they bring through that bliss increase. When the white bodhicittas come from crown chakra to drop down to throat chakra, bliss increase. Each time when you go through the chakras, the amount of bliss tremendously increase. Then of course when it's come up, when you bring up, that grief, that bliss kind of multiplies. So that very bliss is not just small, it's huge. So that very bliss, then you utilize that bliss to see, to transform into wisdom, realize emptiness. So that is what it means. Unification of avoiding bliss and avoidance, that's what it means.
Voidness, not
avoidance. Voidness, yeah, voidness. I'm not sure what that means. Huh? Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Same thing. Better to stick with one word. Or maybe emptiness or shunyata. Shunyata sounds much better than emptiness. That's not just the issue. So now you know whether somebody is qualified to have concept or not concept. If that person has ability to draw back that white bodhisattva all the way up to the crown chakra, that person is qualified to have concept. Other than that, you know, so then people misinterpreted tantra teachings and do all kinds of things, get nowhere. It's just creating a cause for hell. That's all. That's what it is. Never happened. Yeah? So need to tell the truth. Sorry. So then need to warn you. Need to tell the truth. It's like riding a blind person riding a horse. Blind person riding of the one of the fastest, more powerful horse. The rider has no clue because you cannot see. You can't see. That's what's going to be like that. But you know, like whatever said in the text needs to be tell the truth. Then leave up to the people whether they want to practice or not. So you need to tell the truth. So if somebody there out there, they really have karmic tendency to success, to become successful vajrayana practice, so they get the right information, so they will be more successful. If you just tell people, oh, maybe look at what they like, what they don't like, it's not good. You can say something they like, you can just avoid something they don't like. It's not helping them. It's harming them. It's not helping. So better to do it in the right way. So, you know, so then otherwise, you know, you'll be as a fool by all this kind of like promotion about tantra teachings. You think, oh, maybe something would happen, nothing would happen. If you have no clue about shunyata, tantra means nothing, nothing. Yeah, it is quickest path. It is the quickest path. Yeah, it's right, it's quickest path. But, you know, it requires some foundation. Without foundations, it requires eyes to see. Otherwise, you could ride, somebody can put you on the fastest horse in the world. You have no eye to see. How you control? Can't control. Anyway, so just like that. Next time, if somebody tells, oh, I'm so and so, I was enlightened. The first thing you ask, get on the roof, pee down, and ask them to take it out, bring it back. If they bring it back, so then probably they are enlightened. Without that, they say, oh, I'm so and so, or come here and do this, do that. You can't do. You ask them to jump on the roof, pee down. Ask them to bring it back if they can. So maybe no more test needed. So there's no. That's what happened. Bring down, bring up, bring down, bring up. And trying to use that bliss. There's so much bliss been generated, especially when it's coming back. So then you utilize that bliss and to see the shunyata instantaneously, you'll be liberated instantaneously. So that's what it's like. Unification of voidness, bliss and voidness. That's exact. Now you have some ideas. That's what it means, what that means, the meaning of that word or term. Unification of bliss and avoidance and bliss. Now you have some ideas what that means. So, all the enlightened beings, all enlightened beings that it sounds much better in Tibetan. They don't use the Vishis, you know. They don't use the Vishis, but you know, English, but I'm not sure how it sounds. Vishis, Chikdo Diva Suchi Kushavati Nao, so all the enlightened beings that particular unification of avoidance and bliss that appear into the form, then you say, that is me. At the very end of the meditations. That's how the meditation ends. Okay? All your whole your universe deserves light. The light deserves you. You deserve the light. The light deserves the center of your heart. Remain there 1 minute, 2 minutes, doesn't matter. You know, so then longer. When you come out of that, so that your mind and energy that become this particular deity you've been visualizing beginning of the practice, beginning of the meditations. So that one, what is that? That is the all the enlightened beings, the unification of avoidance and bliss and avoidance, that's what it is. Then that appear in the physical form, then you say, that is me. Oh, that's how it is. Majestic, you know, this is called divine pride. Divine pride. Not like, oh, someone who has all this problem, that problem, this problem, or like problem. No, not like that. No, you can practice tantra successfully if you think you are just somebody with all kind of false. You cannot practice tantra successfully if you don't generate divine pride. You can't practice tantra successfully. Oh, so that's the one obstacle. Hiru kani deje niji jibi ishi tansa, yung nanjo ma ni nilu tongma niji tsunji. Oh, tsunji himde sa, rangsem deje niji jibi ishi nilu tongma niji la deme rochi to sowa ni yung da joshi ni pinzu chibi tuyi la so. Yung nanjo ma ishi nilu tongma sa, So see, so now, next time when you see the concert, deity with the concert, the male figure, they symbolize unification of voidness and bliss. That's what it symbolizes, male figure. Oh. Female concert symbolize shunyata, emptiness. Oh, tongma niji tsunji yinbi, rangse lere niji jibi, nilu tongma niji, na tongma nila, teme roji do songa ni yinda, joji penzu chibi yinusu. That means that unification of voidness and, how is it, bliss and avoidness? How do you say?
Bliss and avoidness.
Bliss and avoidness. Oh, bliss and avoidness.
Just voidness.
Right. Unification of bliss and just voidness.
Well, we're saying take out the letter A, not to say avoidness.
Oh, voidness. Oh, voidness. Oh. They don't. Sorry, I have no will to learn that word because I already know in Tibetan, so that's why I don't have little. Or something you feel like you are learning all over again. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, this is it. So now next time, unification of bliss and voidness. Some folk is there. Voidness, yeah. Symbolized male figure. Shunyata symbolized emptiness. So they're very bliss, trying to see emptiness. That's why, you know, they are like concert, they are like hugging, holding each other. That means that voidness, the way this bliss, so much bliss has been generated, that the bliss practitioners try to utilize that bliss to see shunyata, emptiness. That's why this male figure and female figure embracing each other, you know, So that's the kind of image that people should get, rather than just, you know, having some kind of like ordinary like sexual activities. That's a misunderstanding. Oh. So that's exactly that is what they symbolize. That's what it symbolizes. Oh. So so then otherwise there's a lot of problem. Some, you know, like somebody claimed they have high realization and like asking some women to come with them, you know, so then ask them to jump on the roof first before you say pee down. Bring it back. So that's why there are so many problems. Yeah, of course you don't understand. You know, you don't understand. So therefore, in Gelugpa traditions, Lama Tsongkhapa is right from the beginning, very practiced Tantra, very like how is it, secretly. It's not like Lama Tsongkhapa. That doesn't mean Lama Tsongkhapa don't know Tantra practice. Of course, Lama Tsongkhapa knows every practices. Oh. But no. Ethics is the most important thing. There's nothing above ethics. In Lama Tsongkhapa traditions, so much emphasis on ethics, moralities. So then, whether you are qualified to practice Tantra or that's individual business. So Lama Tsongkhapa did not promote that, and Lama Tsongkhapa himself practiced very secretly. Then some of his disciples may witnesses, but you know, in normal, in our ordinary people's view, Lama Tsongkhapa just remained like monk, you know, sort of like very much. That's why the yellow hat, color yellow, symbolizes ethics. Ethics is most important. No? So otherwise, you know, like then people do all kinds of things. That's not good. No, sorry to say all of this, but you know, so need to understand. So I have moral responsibility. People who come to Kadamba Center to tell them truth, moral responsibility. So then, you know, in the end, you generate divine pride, you know, divine pride. So that means, that's why next time somebody asks why there's male and female embrace each other, that's how you explain. This is not what you think. You may be thinking something wrong. That's not what it means. It means something much deeper. The male figure symbolizes the bliss that's generated by drawing the white bodhicitta down all the way to the tip of the organ, then bring it back, so that multiple bliss, and that symbolizes the male figure, and the female figure symbolizes shunyata. So then why they embrace that very bliss, trying to actualize the shunyata? That's why they, you know, embrace each other. Oh, that's my view. Oh, that's how you explain, okay. Since the temple changed, the Rāsīn Deva changed, we also want to nilu tōngma nīji nāntu tējidu nītu jāsā. Tele lāmba nāva kāsādhu rāsāyī kūtā. So then, after that, just pure tabaranjam, environment, mandala, all the being inside environment is like dhaka dhakini, no false. False? False. Oh, just pure. Taparanjam. So now here, this is good. Renunciation, a lot of time people misunderstand renunciation. Renunciation, what it means? Renunciation means that you develop this mindset or this realization that everything that's happening in your universe is not reliable. when you say the English word, no lab, does this have negative connotations? Does it have negative connotations? But in Tibetan, it does not have negative connotations. Yidemiruz. Refers to change. Everything change. People change, mind change, interest change, friendship change, relationship change, season change. Everything change. They need to have their knowledge right from the beginning. Right from the beginning, whatever you are getting into right from the beginning, it's very, very important to have that knowledge. Idemirus. Once you have this kind of like realizations right from the beginning, that is renunciation. Dorije dina kowa dila yide kaya menyam to ninjus. No, renunciation doesn't mean, or don't do this, or don't eat ice cream, or don't sing a song, you know, don't dance, or just be miserable. Doesn't mean like that. Ninjus. So this is very important. What kind of mindset you have to have in order to develop renunciations? What kind of mind you are going to have when you develop renunciation? You have this realization that everything will change. You can't rely on, that's not the best choice of word. Maybe count, cannot count?
Right. Huh? Cannot be relied upon.
That's a better word? Yeah. That's better than rely on? Yeah. So, word does matter, so whatever, like. So basically, things change. Be ready. Don't fool around, nothing will change. That's fooling yourself. You could say nothing will change. There's not going to prevent change. Things will change. Season will not change. Summer will be here forever. You can say. But that's not going to be true. There will be no summer forever. There will be winter, spring. So what it means? It means like, don't fool yourself. Things will change. Be aware. Enjoy, be aware. Things will change. So that realization will generate it. Masimji jitamji da chibi toltoba si cha. Teach the sanji kumba toba chao nyamdu chanji sim. What is the bodhicitta? Now, okay. What is the bodhicitta? It's the mindset, it's the will. It's the interest to help every single breathing, living being on this planet. Every single one of them. Liberate them. Therefore, I need to achieve fully enlightenment quickly as possible to do that, to be able to do that. That is bodhicitta. Nawaditamje, all my experience, all my universe is my perceptions. It's my perceptions. It's a reflection of my mind. My mind, nature of my mind, is empty. It's like space. You can't show. You can pinpoint, you cannot show, but you experience. All the reflection of my mind, your experience, your perception, these are the reflection of your mind. So nature of that very mind is like space, it's empty. All this, my experience, my world, my universe, my perceptions, reflection of my mind is just it's not absolute. If it's absolute, Everybody should see. My perception of Kale is wonderful. Kale is wonderful. That's not absolute. If it's absolute, then everybody should see the Kale is absolute. Kale is wonderful. But that's not the case. Some people don't see Kali is wonderful. No? So all my perception, all my experience, all my universe is not absolute. It's not inherent. It is inherent, absolute, that everybody should see the same things. But that's not the case. No need to read the books. You ask somebody else. You say right away, oh, I don't like. You like something that ask somebody else, do you like? Person may say, I don't like. Clearly prove this is your own experience, your perception. So, you know, that is shunyata. All my experience, all my world, all my universe is not absolute, it's just interpretation of my mind. Interpretation of my mind. That's what it is, interpretation of my mind. It's not inherent, it's not absolute. Then pause on that. Pause on that. So that is shunyata. Okay, so now this like three principles express the path. Renunciation, bodhicitta, shunyata, wisdom, realization, emptiness. So then then after that, this meditation is kind of long, but you know, so that's how, this is the meditations, how to deal with the physical sicknesses, okay? So then after that, so then your mind becomes this, you know, great bliss. Then you know, what Lama says here, this is Tujo means the great yogi. So then this meditation, then right after that you visualize your mind become the great bliss. Then Then basically just environment is pure. Being inside environment, male dhaka, female darkness, just pure. Oh, tabaramjam. So that's what you should visualize. Tsudini, sanga lame chi, sanga lame, lame judeus, janzo chembo, janzo tabi nimbo, essence of all the highest yoga tantra teachings. Oh, this kind of meditation has a this meditation, how to deal with the sicknesses using shunyata meditations, and this meditation is coming from highest yoga tantra, essence of the highest yoga tantra, Tupcho, great yogi, Vyasava, Lama, one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's main disciple, Vyasava, Jawa Vyasava, who managed to achieve enlightenment and invade this life, Jawa Vyasava. Some people say, Vyasava crazy, but just looks like, for normal people, that probably just looks like crazy, but actually it's not very crazy. It's like very close to become enlightened. Oh, Jawa Vyasava, so there's lineage. Vyasa Ninji means like, within the Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, there's few lineage. But Vyasa Ninji means Vyasava, that's the name of the person, Jawa Vyasava. One of the great yogi of Lama Tsongkhapa, main disciple, managed to achieve enlightenment in this lifetime. So there are certain lineage coming from Jawa Vyasava, it's called Vyasa lineage. So this meditation is the main practice of Jawa Vyasava and his disciples, and the essence of the highest yoga tantra teachings. Sawa is a Che Sawa. Sawa, secret. Che Sawa, more secret. How do you say? Not just secret, then? Secret of secret, something like that, or more secret. Near part of Yigi Nyunguchi, Shindu Samachi was, and he put it into, like, trying to explain into few words, you know, even though this is very big practice, but he's trying to put it into, like, few words. So that's what he says. 例えば、 Finish. So now, teaching on emptiness, the wisdom, the last perfection is complete.
Before we say pe, do we do some preliminary practices like refuge in bodhicitta prayer and four measurable minds and the seven minute prayer?
This is always good, you know, to do. Always good to do. You know, why now have to have reason? Why refuge in bodhicitta? Why refuge prayer? If you are Buddhist, you take refuge in Buddhist Dhamma Sangha. That's why. Why bodhicitta? If you are Mahayana practitioner, then you generate bodhicitta. Well, because, you know, for immeasurable, then that's meditation on compassion. Then why feminine practice? To create merit, to become successful in your practice. Without merit, it's hard to, hard to actualize any path, any realization. So. You can just start with the pair, see how it goes. That here, it just started with the pair, so.
So from a practical standpoint,
Anybody's watching? Probably nobody's watching. Yeah.
So from a practical standpoint, if one is in pain or has a sickness that is quite evident, is the idea that doing this meditation and concentrating on the steps that you have outlined for us tonight, is it possible that at some point the pain or consequences of the sickness will no longer dominate your mind?
Yeah, I think it's very possible. That's what this message has been taught to you, very possible.
Okay.
Or you can just do tonal practice. You know, if this is too complicated, you can do tonal practice, because I promise you to explain these meditations, how to deal with the sicknesses based on meditation emptiness. So you can do a tonal practice, also helps.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. So now the question is how well we do, how sincerely we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then how much we concentrate. So any other questions? So that finished the Six Perfection teachings, or Six Perfections, finally done after a couple of months. So now here, last Wednesday, I asked people to vote on topic, what topic that you want to hear me to explain next Wednesday. So then there's one question, probably I'm going to answer that right here. It's not going to be that long. So foundation of a good quality, somebody asked?
Yes.
No, what they asked?
A clarification of three terms within the foundation of all good qualities. One of the terms is the three types of morality. One was the two attainments.
This is what I'm the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, three types of morality is Gyawachi Ji Sinji Tunji. First one is called accumulation of merit, morality of accumulating merit, morality of benefiting other sentient beings, then morality of abandoning, you know, all the negative which is from the three doors. These are three types of moralities. Sometimes you see like three types of bodhisattva morality, same thing. Any second questions?
The second was the two attainments.
kale and chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. Kale and chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods. The two most important attainments. So make sure that everybody. Sanskrit is called Siddhi. Siddhi? Common Siddhi and uncommon Siddhi. No, spiritual attainment. Common and uncommon. Grabbing something from the space, handful of diamond. That's one kind of spiritual attainment. Able to grab something from the space. Uncommon. That's the most secret one. Cannot talk. able to walk. Able to walk like say, normal people takes like 2 hours to cover like 6 miles. The person who has attained take probably 30 seconds. Did you watch Milarepa movie? Mm-hmm. Milarepa movie? Yeah. You see that somebody sends one messenger monks as ghosts. So this is attainment, spiritual attainment, common spiritual attainment. So that's something that you gain ability to walk. So one of the, I think French woman or man, I think French man, woman, went to Tibet long, long time ago.
Yeah, that was a woman.
Huh?
Yeah,
something like that. So that, so probably in her book, probably she was in Tibet at that time, I'm not surprised. She's probably looking down, somebody's way down there, all the stuff is way up there. So in her book, so you read her book, so probably she witnesses something like that. That's all like spiritual attainment called Siddhi and common. Two types of Siddhi, like common and uncommon. Gulgul. The detail. Go to Gulgul. Uncommon and common. So the last one.
Vajradhara. Just explain who Vajradhara is.
Who is Vajradhara? American or Tibetan? The Shakyamuni Buddha, historical Buddha, you know, so taught Kalachara Tantra in Shambhala. Not Shangri-La, Shambhala. So you cannot teach Tantra because Apo Shakyamuni Buddha is the one, first one who taught Kalachara Tantra in Shambhala kingdom. It's requested by King Bimbisara, that's the king who rules Shambhala kingdoms, requested Kalachara Tantra. So then Shakyamuni Buddha transformed himself in the form of Vajradhara, usually is the center. There's five Buddha family. When you look at the mandala, so then each side, there's four of them. The center one, there's the Vajradhara, dark blue color. So that is what Shakyamuni Buddha manifested in the form of Vajradhara, taught Kalachara Tantra in Shambhala. So that's what Vajradhara is, okay? Devadojicham. Then, what is the second?
That was all the questions.
Another topic?
The other topic that was requested was calm abiding.
Come over, dear. Takes a few months to learn how to sit like this. Maybe ask one more time. So if not, so then I will teach Karma Bhairi next Wednesday. So ask one more time, people. Ask one more time. So So I think this question is answered. Okay, yeah, so now we'll stop here. That Gomar is no need. Just visualize.
So go to page 100.
If you do meditations, whatever you learn Wednesday night, so that's going to be more than mandala offerings. So that's going to be one of the best offerings. Yeah. So that will be mandala offering. Okay. So if we try, you try, I try, to meditation, all the teachings that I've been explaining, emptiness. So if you meditate a little bit, think about. So that's the best. Okay.
So can we just chant it? Sa ji per ki ju ju ne to sa.
Jesus, the Lord,
Gewa di dan dan jerab tu ngô. Du su she pe gewa san che ki. Ngô wa gana cho tu nga ba de. Da she ge we sa wa di kun chang. Sambo che jerab tu ngô wa ni. Dagi jine sa pe gewa di. Tenda rowa kuna kampe dan. Jeva jeso lo zandra bayi. Tembe nimbo rindu sel jesho. Then the short long life prayers on 244-245. Gandhi rawe kowe shinkambi. Tendan dewa malu jengwene. Chere jivan tenzin jasoyi. Jate site bazu tenju chi. Yonu ien ala wanshotu. Awatare semara sopa. Losan gewe de ton le pelsho. Shase genge lama soa de. Tutsu chan jin jang gen dewe.
Thank you. Good night.